This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, find peace, guidance, inspiration, and wisdom with Abdel Fattah Day Yemi's official app.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi ta'ala wabarakatuh. The Quran comprises 7 P's. P, as in people, P's. And these P's are promises. We have principles. We have precepts. That's number 3. Number 4, there's prediction. Number 5, there are prayers. Number 6, there are prophets. And number 7, there are practices. These 7 P's of Islam are the ones to give us that wisdom to educate us, to inspire us, and to change our lives for the better. And so the first P, that is for promise, that is the assurance of divine mercy and reward of Almighty Allah. The Quran is filled with these divine promises that offer hope, reassurance, and certainty of Allah's justice and mercy. You can just be sure that Allah is merciful. These promises are not mere consolations, but they are guarantees for those who tread the path of righteousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allah la yukhliful mi'ad." Quran chapter 13 verse 31 surah Ra'd. Indeed, Allah would never fail in his promises. Amongst the promises of Allah in the Quran is that reward for steadfastness. Where Allah says in surah Al-Ghafir chapter 40 verse 55, "Fasbir inna wa'da Allahi haqq wastaghfir li dhanbik wasabbih bihamdi rabbika bil 'ashiyyi wal ibkar." So be patient. Indeed, the promise of Allah is truth. And ask forgiveness for your sins and exhort Allah with his praise and praise your Lord in the evening and in the morning. Promise of Allah. One of the reasons why a person will fail to fulfill his promise is because the person is incapable, or the person has some incapacity, or the person has some forgetfulness. But none of that can be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is fa'alu lima yurid, the doer of all his things, is the baligu ala amri, the one that fulfills all his desires. Bear in mind, whenever Allah promises, his promises don't fail. Number 2, principles. Those are the foundations for justice and equity. The Quran lays down universal principles that guide human interactions and societal structures. Justice, compassion, and balance. These 3 are the central tenets of Islamic principles. Everybody has their principle, but the Quran has placed the principles that humanity should follow. Surah An-Nisa chapter 4 verse 58, Allah says, "Inna Allah ya'murukum an tuwaddul amanati ila ahliha." Allah has already commanded you that you should render trust to whom they are due. And wa idha hakamtum bainan nas, and if you are going to judge amongst people, and tahkumu bil adl, you should judge with justice and fairness. "Inna Allah ni'ma ya'izukum." Allah indeed himself is giving you this exhortation. "Inna Allah kana sami'an basira." Indeed, Allah is all hearing, is all seeing. And these are the principles that establish the framework for a harmonious life on earth and ensure fairness and mutual respect. You find throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizing these principles that we must all follow. The third one is the precepts. Precepts mean directives or guidelines or instructions for ethical living. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave us alone to just decide by ourselves or to be found wanting or groping in darkness about what is right and what is wrong at any point in our lives. Almighty Allah has given us the practical directives that will govern both the individual and the collective behavior. If you see Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 43, Allah says, وَاقِمُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. Establish salat and give zakat. Meaning that Allah did not just allow us to be inventing things by ourselves. Allah has already told us how to observe our salat, how to give our zakat, and these are not burdens, but they are pathways to spiritual and social elevation. So take note of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left us in the dark with regards to the precepts, how should we go about our matters in life. Allah says we should observe salat. Rasulullah taught us that this salat should be five. The modes and the ways of observing salat has been spelled out even by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam based on the instructions of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, we have predictions. These are the glimpses of the future. The Quran contains numerous predictions that affirms the divine origin of the Quran itself. And many of these have already been fulfilled, and some other ones are still coming up tomorrow. Among the ones already fulfilled is the victory of the Romans. You see that in Surah Rum, chapter 30, verses 2 to 4. Allah says, Alif Lam Mim, Ghulibat Rum, Fi Adina Al-Ardi Wa Hum Min Ba'di Galabihim Sayaghlibun. Allah said, the Byzantians, the Romans, have been defeated in the nearest land, but they, after their defeat, will overcome within 3 to 9 years. Allah Akbar. And to Allah belongs the command before and after, and that day the believers will rejoice. Allah gave this prediction and it came to pass. You see, the Romans were the Christians of those days, and they were to fight battle against the idol worshippers. And the Muslims, well, they were closer to the Christians of those days and farther away from the idol worshippers. So it's like the enemy of your enemy becomes your friend. And Allah gave that prediction that you Muslims, don't worry. These idol worshippers are giving you a tough time. Don't be sad. There'll come a time the Romans will defeat them back. And then that's going to be victory for you Muslims, because then you can pick it up from there. Number five, the Quran contains prayers. That is dua and supplication. Conversation with Almighty Allah. Allahu Akbar. Almighty Allah says concerning some young people in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18, verse 10. Allah says, "Id awal fityatu ila al-kahfi faqalu rabbana atina min ladunka rahma wa hi lana min amrina rashada." They say, "Oh our Lord, grant us from yourself mercy and prepare for us from our affairs right guidance." These prayers are the ways through which Almighty Allah nurtures our conversations with Him, a heart-to-heart conversation and discussion between you and your Creator. You have all over the Quran so many of these dua that find ways of drawing us very close to Allah. And you like whisper to Allah in your sujood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who can grant requests, will begin to listen to you, because He is as-sami'i, the one that hears. Is Al-Mujib, the one that responds. He is responsive to every dua that you make. That is another thing the Quran teaches us. And then number six, the practices. That's the path to spiritual discipline. Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. What are your practices in Islam? From fasting to zakat, from zakat to hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already put his practices there so that you know the aspect of your spiritual discipline. How do you move close to Almighty Allah? Without having to do yoga, without having to go and hide on a mountain, by moving around your daily mundane activities, Allah has taught you the essentials of your practices for you to draw close to Him. And He has made some to be compulsory on you, the way He made it to be compulsory for those before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you can have God consciousness. For you to be conscious of Almighty Allah, you have to follow these guidelines and you have to follow these practices that Allah has put in place. Now let's move to the seventh one, the last one. The last P is that of prophets, the exemplars of divine guidance of Almighty Allah. The Quran recounts the lives and missions of numerous prophets. Some of them, we were told their names. Some of them, we were not told their names. But all of them, their stories serve as lessons and inspirations for humanity. And these narratives emphasize their unwavering faith and resilience in the face of all adversities. Look at Quran chapter 16, verse 36, Surah An-Nahl. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. Allah says, indeed, we have sent to every nation on earth, we have sent their own messengers to them. And what is the message of these messengers? أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ, that they should worship Allah alone, وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ, and they should avoid طَاغُوتَ, they should avoid devilish things and worshiping shaitan. And then we see this in all of the stories of the prophets of Almighty Allah. The stories of prophets like Ibrahim, like Musa, like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of these stories highlight the timeless struggle between truth and falsehood and the ultimate triumph of Iman. So the Quran has given us these promises, the promises that inspire hope, the principles that establish justice, the precepts that provide clarity, the predictions that affirm truth, the prayers that connect hearts to Allah, and the prophets that exemplify resilience, and the practice that shape our lives. Each verse carries a light that illuminates the path of those who seek it. It reminds us of the insightful words of Almighty Allah, where Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Indeed, that book, Al-Quran, that book with you, لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, there's no doubt about it, هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, it's a sort of guidance for those who fear Almighty Allah, those who are God conscious. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum.
Download the Abdel Fattah DME app now and start your journey to a more meaningful, purpose-driven life. Available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Join the community. Transform your life. Edit your universe.